Now I'm joined by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, who's brought in the new Huawei Mate 10 Pro.
Yes.
It's a phone.
It's a phone and it's a beautiful phone. So we know that the big players are out there at the moment. You've got your Samsung Galaxy Note 8, you've got the Samsung Galaxy S8, you've got the iPhone 10, the iPhone 8. There's so many different options out there at a really, really high price point. They're going to cost you between $1,000 and €1,400. If you want a really solid, and I'll talk to you about the performance in a minute, but a really solid device that looks beautiful and works really well, it's 749. This is the Huawei Mate 10 Pro. It's 749 on pay-as-you-go, but you can get it for much cheaper when you're on bill pays. So it's a 6-inch display, which I kind of miss. I've been using the Note 8 for the last wee while, just doing an extended review with it. And although I do love it, there's something quite nice about just having the 6-inch phone. It's a little bit smaller than the Note. It sits in the hand really well. It comes with a cover in the box, which I love as well. The fingerprint scanner is on the back. Internally, it has everything you could dream of and more. So there's 128 gigs of storage and 6 gigs of RAM, an octa-core processor. All in all, it's incredible.
And is that the standard spec, 126 gigs of RAM?
This is up. So
128 gigs of RAM.
So the 6 gigs of RAM. So a lot of the phones now would have between 2 and 4 gigs of RAM. 6 gigs of RAM is incredibly impressive.
And it's 128 gigs of storage.
Now,
is that built in? Is that the standard?
That's built in, yeah. And you can put an SD card in that as well. So if you wanted to build it up, you could do so. Now, the thing that impressed me with this phone, and we always kind of joke about it, but I am a heavy user on my phone. I use it probably more than I use my left hand. It's just there the entire time. I was away over the weekend and I used this phone all day Saturday, didn't put it on charge on Saturday night, and I woke up on Sunday morning with 64% battery.
Wow.
And that's incredible. And that's me taking photographs, going on email, going on Twitter.
And how are they doing it? Is it a very efficient processor?
So it's a very efficient processor, but it's also a 4,000 milliamp battery. And what I like about it is it's a sturdy enough phone in that it's not trying to be stick thin. So there's space for a decent sized battery. It's a long enough phone as well. There's space for that. They're not trying to cram too much in. And, you know, it's water resistant. It's dust resistant. It has dual screen functionality, so you can multitask on it. I would be hard pressed to fault it. The only thing that I really found the Note 8 superior for in terms of performance was literally just the camera. I prefer the camera on the Note 8 in comparison to
what
this.
About induction charging?
So you do, it has NFC and all the rest, so you can do that. Also, it's USB-C, but there's no headphone jack, which is a pain in the face. I know the iPhone doesn't have it and some of the other phones don't have the headphone jack. I am 100% over this, because if you have just a normal pair of headphones, you then have to bring, like, say for example, I've a really nice pair of Sennheiser headphones at home, and if I want to use them, I have to get the headphones, I have to get the adapter, and then I have to get the phone.
The phone in each of the cases come with the adapter?
It does come with the adapter, okay. Yeah, and it does come with, you know, the bog standard headphones with the correct
the
jack
bugs,
built
yeah.
in. But it's too finickety. You know, I for example would use those headphones then to edit at home, so I'd have to take the adapter off and plug them in, and I would say, you know, 8 times out of 10 I leave the house without the adapter, and it's just frustrating.
See, one of the things about having radio, say, on, and I'm a big fan of FM radio because you can't be sure you're going to get streaming everywhere
you want
radio, but the headphone lead is the aerial. Whereas if you're streaming a radio station like News Talk, you can use Bluetooth headphones because it's streaming, so it doesn't need an aerial.
Yes,
and that's the whole theory. Sophisticated countries where they don't have FM radio, they don't want it, they just want to stream.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
the Bluetooth solution makes sense.
It completely makes sense, yeah, but it's just, as you say, in some areas when you can't get the stream, it's a pain. But overall, this phone really did impress me. I've said it before and I'll say it again, Huawei are great. A lot of people are going to be writing their letters to Santa now over the next wee while looking for a first phone. I would highly recommend looking at the Huawei Y6. It's a starter phone. I think it's in and around 179 to €200, depending on what network. And I would highly recommend looking at that if you're looking for a starter phone coming up to Christmas.
Now, you have been exploring Black Friday,
yes.
And you're a bit cynical about some of the offers.
I am a little bit. You know, this is the most wonderful time of the year. There's no doubt. I love this. The few weeks running into Christmas, and Black Friday kind of does kick that off for me. But I have been looking around online, and I went up around a few different shops yesterday. And what was really, really bad form, I think, are the retailers who are taking, you know, 10 euro off the price of a 700 euro tablet and then saying it's a Black Friday deal. It's like, that doesn't count. It's slightly cheaper. That's not a deal. It's not a bargain. There's some tips out there that I would recommend for people because, as I said, I've looked through all the different offers. The first thing I would recommend you do is go to pricespy.ie or download the app on Android or iOS. And what this does is you put in the product that you're looking for, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, washing powder, a washing machine, or a smartphone. You put in the product code that you're looking for, and what that will do is pull in a list of all of the prices, whether it's in a store or online, and it'll rank them by price so you can find the cheapest deal possible.
Okay, now, will you stay with us?
Yes, I will. We'll
take a break on the news, and then we'll come back with very specific offers that you've spotted that seem like they're good value. And also we will take tech questions for Jess, so you can get them into us now at 53106 on text or patkenny@newstalk.com. Also, you can email your questions. We'll do those after all of this. Thank you very much, Michelle. Now, Jess Kelly is still with me, and those Black Friday deals that you've discovered that are good.
Yes. So again, I kind of had an extensive look around online, but also in a few different stores as well. And some of the ones that caught my eye, first and foremost, is the first Black Friday deal I availed of personally. And it is an LG TV. And I got this up in Currys PC World in Carrick Mines yesterday. It's available online and throughout the country. So it's a 49-inch smart 4K Ultra HD HDR ready LED TV. What does that mean? It means it looks really good. So it's 4K, incredible screen, HDR. If you're a gamer, so this a gamer in my house, and so this was incredibly important that we had a TV that could support the HDR content, the 4K content in games, whether it is on the Xbox One X or
how
the
much you save? Come on, get to the point.
To the point of it is, it was $799 and we got it for $529.
Good deal.
Good deal. Now, what I want to say about this is because I did that thing of standing in the shop for a good hour yesterday evening, and I was trying to distinguish between, there was three LG TVs. There was this one that I got that was $529. There was one that was $599, and then there was one that was, I think, $699, all in the sale price. So they were all quite reasonable. But I struggled, and I mean I struggled, to find a big difference between the one that was $599 and the one that I bought that was $529. And I asked for help and all the rest, and they were very helpful. But it seemed that the biggest difference, aside from nitty gritty things, was that one was silver and one was black.
Okay. Now, so €70 in the difference.
Yeah, so I went for the black one, $529. We set it up last night. It is a full smart TV. Netflix is on it. We've hooked up the different games consoles. It looks gorgeous. So personally speaking, I'm very happy within the first 15 hours of my purchase.
A Dyson bargain.
Yeah, people love the Dyson vacuum cleaners, but they can be quite expensive. So this, we reviewed this on the show earlier this year. It's the Dyson V6 cord-free bagless vacuum cleaner. Again, it was $399 down to $249. That is in Currys PC World. The issue with this, now, the one thing to remember is if you live in a big house, you only get 20 minutes on the battery. So you kind of do 20 minutes and charge it up again for an hour or so, then 20 minutes again. And that's because the suction power is so demanding, I suppose. But I just thought that was a good deal to mention.
Now, a laptop bargain?
Yeah, a lot of people are still asking about the best laptops to buy. And one that caught my eye, because we've recommended it around the time of Back to College, was the Lenovo IdeaPad. And this is the 14-inch laptop. It was $649 down to $379. This is a Windows 10 device.
Whereabouts?
Again, Currys PC World. Harvey Norman also have some good deals on the different laptops as well. But this particular model, because this is one that we spoke about, I just wanted to mention it again. So there's 4 gigs of RAM, a terabyte of hard drive space, and definitely want to check out if you're on the hunt for a new laptop.
Okay, you found a De'Longhi Argento kettle and toaster set.
These are the beautifully, classically looking, gorgeous kitchen products from De'Longhi, and Arnott's have a great homeware techie kind of offers at the moment. You get the set, they're down from €199 to €99, so definitely check them out if you're on the hunt for that sort of thing.
And CompuBee has money off Apple products.
Yeah, this rarely happens. And again, I have to say, Harvey Norman have good deals on the Mac products at the moment. CompuBee are offering a few quid off the laptops, but also I think it's 5% off every iPhone as well, even if it's the iPhone 10. So you may be waiting almost 3 months to get it, but you could get 5% off it if you buy from CompuBee.
This obviously has the blessing, the benediction of Apple.
Oh, 100%. You bet, you'd want to bet that it does. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now loads of questions coming in for you, Jess. Any idea where to get a good quality, reasonably priced drone for my teenager this Christmas? It's a toy for her, actually, and I don't want to spend a fortune. That's from Mary.
You could spend any money on drones. Where I would recommend looking is thegadgetstore.ie. That's the shop, you know, the Be Cool shop you'd see, whether it's in Jervis or it's in Dundrum here in Dublin, and I think they have ones around the country. They have kind of ones across the spectrum, so that they start at 20 quid and then go up and up and up. So I haven't played around with too many drones, but I would definitely check out the Gadget Store.
Jess, any Black Friday deals that you know of on new smartphones? Also, please help me decide on my next phone purchase. I'm currently on an iPhone 7, thinking of changing to Samsung. Advisable, do you think? The reason being, I'm sick of Apple constantly looking for more storage, and I hate the way they have me locked into everything.
Yeah,
you buy more on the cloud, isn't that it? If you run out of space.
Yeah, now it is kind of cheap enough, and the fact of the matter is, you know, no matter what device you go to, you can probably never have enough storage, so you will end up paying some form of a subscription.
Yeah, but if you've got a phone that you can stick a disc in,
yeah, and then drag it across, it'll be totally fine. I would move to. I'm a big fan of the Samsung devices. I think you can't really go wrong with their recent devices, whether it is the S7, the S8, or as I say, I'm using the Note 8 at the moment. So I would consider that. The deals, I'm having a look around. Nothing has really jumped out at me at the moment in terms of incredible value on the smartphones. It depends on whether you're going to buy the phone outright or on bill pay, of course. So don't kind of be rushing in just to buy a phone that's, you know, 20 quid cheaper and then be stuck with a massive bill.
My 8-year-old wants Minecraft for Christmas, so I have to buy her a computer for this game, but also to use the internet and do homework on. What would you recommend? Laptop or desktop? What tech spec, as I find this very confusing? Do I need to go to 4 gigs of RAM, Pentium processor, 1 terabyte of memory? All of this puts up the cost, €450 plus. But I've been told this is the minimum I need to run Minecraft. Any advice welcome from a very confused mother called Amanda.
Amanda, you're not alone. There are so many people who get baffled and completely boggled by the spec sheets. The laptop I just mentioned there a few minutes ago, that's the Lenovo IdeaPad, the 14-inch laptop. That has all of the bits and pieces you've just mentioned there. 4 gigs of RAM, terabyte of storage, and it's down to 379 in Currys PC World.
Very good.
That could be ticking all the boxes for you there.
Ask Jess if she can recommend a good, reasonably priced 10-inch tablet, please.
Okay, so I've spent my morning trying to research this one for a Christmas present for somebody I know too. So I would recommend the Samsung Tab E. The Samsung range of tablets are very impressive. They start around the €200 mark and go up. If you want something below that, again, I would recommend the Alba Tab from Argos. They have two different versions, two different sized versions. So if you want the 10-inch one, I think it's a little bit more expensive, but it's around the €115 mark.
We have two daughters aged 14 who want a new Samsung phone each. What model would you recommend? Pay as you go. They mostly use Snapchat, Instagram, etc. Willing to go to about €200 each.
I would recommend, now they've specified Samsung there, so yeah. I would say the J5, again, that's around €200. If they were willing to consider another brand, I would look at that Huawei phone that I mentioned earlier on, the Huawei Y6. It's a little bit cheaper. I think it's around between €150 and €200, and it's quite similar. But if you're looking specifically for Samsung, I would say the J5.
I'm looking for a gaming computer for my 16-year-old son, all very expensive. I suppose that Lenovo again is...
The Lenovo, yeah, now if it's a gaming computer, they'd probably want something a bit more heavy duty. What I would recommend you do is go onto, you know, the Dell website and try and look at the refurbished models there. Also, there's great shops like Back from the Future here in Dublin that sell refurbished computers. So they'd be a bit cheaper. Nothing wrong with them at all. They come with a warranty, but they would be that heavy duty thing without the big price tag, hopefully.
How can I get a non-Apple phone to sync to my MacBook?
A non-Apple phone. It depends on what you're trying to sync. But what I try and do is sync everything through my Gmail account.
Yeah.
So then you do it through basically Google Cloud. Then you can pull the information, save it onto your desktop through the cloud. So that's what I'd recommend you do.
An iPhone 6 stuck in recovery mode. We've been told by a reputable repair company that it's an Apple update issue and can't be fixed. The phone was fine until the last update loaded. Any ideas? I've come across this before.
I have come
close
across,
to home.
Yes, I've come across this as well, and it's one of those problems that I think it took me a week and a half of headaches to try and figure out that I couldn't do anything about it. The advice that I received from Apple is that you need to get on to Apple customer care and they can talk you through it from there. But there's no quick fix, unfortunately.
Bought a Huawei P10, horrified at how quickly the battery wastes when I surf or do anything online. Is this normal?
No, not at all. The P10, I would have thought, has an excellent battery life on it.
I wonder, are they leaving a whole pile of apps open?
Yeah, so check and see. If you can go into the settings, go into the battery and see what's draining the battery. There may be a buggy app that's draining all the battery. If that's not the case, what I would highly recommend you do is back everything up, wipe the phone to factory settings, and then download everything again. If it's still happening, that is a problem, so go back to where you bought it.
Is the iPad Mini 2 still available? Search several websites online, can only find the iPad Mini 4.
I can't see any now. I'm just looking here now on the Apple website. Again, the Apple refurbished section of the Irish Apple website is excellent. So if you don't want to stretch the money of an iPad Mini 4, they do have refurbished models that are slightly cheaper, but I can't see an iPad Mini 2 at the moment, unfortunately.
Where can you buy Huawei out of contract in Ireland? They don't appear to have an online store.
There's the Huawei website, yeah, but for the most part, it does tend to be on a contract, or else you can buy pay as you go. So Carphone Warehouse is usually a good bet for getting all the information there.
Any recommendations on trading in a phone for a refurbished phone? I can't stand my iPhone 5S and I'm looking to go back to Android, but can't afford a new phone.
I don't think you get a whole host for a 5S at this stage, unfortunately. I honestly don't think you would. The best thing you could do is try and stay on the hunt for some of these Black Friday offers. There's a whole host of phones that are around, you know, but less than €159 at the moment that will tick a lot of boxes, and they're on the Android operating system. We mentioned some of the Nokia ones, again, the Huawei phones. So you do have some options, but unfortunately, I just don't think you'll get anything for an iPhone 5S.
What networks will be stocking the Huawei Mate 10 Pro? Because that's the phone
Vodafone
that we've been talking about today.
Yes, it's on Vodafone at the moment, and we're still waiting on confirmation from Three, as far as I'm aware, but at the moment it's Vodafone.
Where can I get Alexa compatible with Ireland? I don't know what is Alexa.
So Alexa is Amazon's home assistant. It's the genius that you can say, "How are you, Alexa?" and she'll tell you a joke or whatever it may be. Unfortunately, it's not available. It's not supported here in Ireland. It's a massive point of frustration. A lot of people went to the UK and to the US and bought them and brought them home, and the software is just not supported for Ireland. I don't know why they do this, but that's how they're wrong.
Is it okay to download iOS 11?
Yes. Yeah. Now, it's okay to do it. There's nothing wrong with it, depending on how the dice rolls for you. I've had a few friends who've had a few nightmare experiences with it kind of, you know, whether it's messing up their mailbox or just making their phone a little bit sluggish. So I think you can do it. If you don't need to do it, if there's nothing wrong with the version of the software that you're running at the moment, hold out until another two patches are updated. So wait another, you know, 3 weeks or so and then do it. As I said, like, for the most part, it seems to be okay, but I've had a few friends who've had issues with it.
One last thing, it's about buying stuff. I mean, I was wondering about televisions that are now no longer being produced.
Yes.
And their Black Friday bargains. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that. No, not
nothing
at all.
Nothing wrong with that. No. And what about extras that you end up buying in spite of the fact that you, you know, you think you're buying the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you need, it reminds me of years ago buying an answer machine in New York, and they said, "Well, oh, will you need a tape for that?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the tape cartridge would
come
with
it.
No, you have to buy a tape, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, no, so I think be wise when you go in. Know exactly what you're going in for. So if it is a TV or whatever it may be, know before you walk in the door, do you need a HDMI cable? Do you need a soundbar? If you don't buy them on the day, because they may say, "Oh, well, it's only an extra €90, but that's still €90 on top of what you wanted to spend. Also, don't forget that you can buy a lot of these cables online for a fraction of the cost of the in-store price. So I would just say, do your research, download Price Buy, and then happy shopping.
So a lot of these extras, that's where the profit is.
Totally.
A bit like in a restaurant, the profit's in the wine and the dessert.
Exactly.
But not necessarily in the main course.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.